From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Final preparations are being made before the Broadway Bridge between Little Rock and North Little Rock closes after rush hour on Wednesday morning. It will then be demolished with a new bridge built in its place, hopefully opening within 6 months. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has details.
The plan is to shut down the Broadway Bridge at 10 a.m., says Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department spokesman Danny Strasley.
Law enforcement will halt traffic and they'll pull barricades across the bridge, and then it will close for the last time in its 93-year history. Pretty significant. Then at about 10:45 or 11 o'clock, we're going to have a decommissioning ceremony. This bridge, when it was first opened to traffic back in 1923, was commissioned to the memory of those who had fought in the World War. And of course, at that time, the World War was the First World War. And so we will decommission this as that commemorating and have a little ceremony for that.
Officials with the American Legion and veterans of foreign wars will take part. Immediately afterward, Strasley says the contractor will begin removing several inches of asphalt. As it contains oil, the Army Corps of Engineers doesn't want any going into the river. He says October 1st is when the real work of the demolition will begin.
They will work a couple of weeks and get themselves into a position where they will use explosives to bring down the arch that's there, the metal arch that was put there in the 70s for the McClellan Kerr navigation system. And so what they will do is they'll place charges in strategic areas of that arch, and they'll set those off. It's not likely to be a large explosion like you see in the movies or anything, but rather it's going to be very loud. Number one, because it echoes down here in downtown, but also the steel, you know, falling into the water is going to make a lot of noise.
Strasley says pneumatic devices will then be used to break up the concrete arches coming out of the Arkansas River. He then points over to the new steel arches that the contractor has been building for the last several months alongside the river.
They think that by sometime in November, these arches that you see being put together over here, they'll float those barges in with the arches on them, and then they'll turn them sideways because they'll float it up underneath where the arches are supposed to be. They'll flood the barges, which will lower the barges, and they'll just lower those arches into place. It's really going to be something to see. It's going to take a while. It's not like you'd be able to come out on a Saturday and watch it. It will take a considerable amount of time.
Especially because November is typically a time when the river has high water levels. He says the Corps will use its dam upriver to try and control the river's flow as best it can. Once the arches are in place, the rest of the structure will be built. Strasley says the contractor is working toward reopening the bridge to traffic by March.
Construction will go 24/7. They've got a schedule to meet. If they finish early, they're going to earn about $80,000 a day, up to a certain number of days. If they go over the 180 days and don't have the bridge open to traffic, then they start getting assessed a penalty of $80,000 a day. So it's an incentive disincentive clause in the contract, and this is where the contractor can really make their money on a project like this.
But local leaders are worried about the impact on traffic once the Broadway Bridge is shut down. North Little Rock Mayor Joe Smith.
When you've got 26,000 cars going over a bridge every day, you know, that's a lot to have to go somewhere else. We're afraid that at least half of them are going to try to come over the Main Street Bridge. So if that happens, then it's going to be gridlock in downtown Little Rock, and which will create backup in the morning here. So it's going to be pretty bad, something where none of us are used to.
The key, Smith says, is for drivers who normally use the Broadway Bridge to determine an alternate route before Wednesday. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.